Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, the Bears play the Lions the second time around. What does that mean for some of the young players on the team?
Well, you're going to have to go back and you're going to have to watch a tape of your past performance. Look at the things you did well and the things you didn't do so well. Then look at the understanding of the tape. Did you know all your assignments? Did you know your landmarks? Did you know where to be offensively, defensively, and special teams? And I think it should be a fun challenge for these young guys because you finally get a chance to watch yourself against an opponent you're going to play against again. And now, can you start using techniques with a subtle change? Have you been working on something in practice that you think can work against these guys? I think that's the fun of playing an opponent the second time around.
It may be fun for some guys. I'm not so sure how much fun Kyle Fuller is going to have going up against Calvin Johnson. What can he learn from playing him the first time, and how does he approach the second game against such a good receiver? He's obviously been bothered by injuries and isn't really the same Calvin Johnson he's been in the past, but he's still one of the best receivers in the league.
First of all, Kyle Fuller has to know it's not a one-man job. It's going to take all 11 on defense to help Kyle Fuller and the rest of his teammates get the job done. Whether it's support coverage for underneath defensive backs and linebackers or the rush that you're going to have to get Matthew Stafford at home. I think the conditions at home with Matthew Stafford playing on a natural grass field, maybe that'll favor a guy like Jared Allen and Willie Young. We know Willie brings a lot of enthusiasm every time, and I think he'll even have more playing against the Detroit Lions second time around.
Let's go to the other side of the ball, Tom. The offense has been in complete disarray, unfortunately. Jay Cutler was sacked 7 times in the most recent game. And now you have Ndamukong Suh and the Detroit Lions, who have definitely one of the best lines, maybe the best defensive line in football. How much of a challenge is it for especially the Bears' offensive line in this game?
It's always going to be a big challenge when you face a guy like Ndamukong Suh. In the last Detroit Bears game, he was shut out. No tackles, no assists. And that was a heck of a job by Kyle Long. Now, does this inspire Ndamukong Suh to come and have a bigger game against the defensive line? And will he jump over to the left guard and challenge youth over at that position? You really don't know what to see because I think with the changes that the Bears offense has to make, you'll see some subtle changes by Detroit defense to see if they can take advantage of a person who they don't believe is developed enough at a position to see if they can get him out of position.
Things have not gone well for the Bears this year, to say the least. The Lions are competing for the division championship with the Packers. They come into Soldier Field with everything to play for. What are you going to be looking for to see? What do you want to see from the Bears in the last two games of the season?
Just inspired play and effort, enthusiasm. Make sure that you take the personal time to study so you don't have mental breakdowns. If they're going to put into some type of play to try to sneak a first down, make sure everybody is aware of it. Understand your assignments. These guys are professionals, and that's the part of it. Week in and week out, there's an evaluation sheet. Whether you get a plus or a minus or you know your assignments, all those things can be critically evaluated, but it's got to start with a critical evaluation of yourself. Don't wait for someone else to do your evaluation.
Now's my favorite time of the show, where we throw a log in the fire and we get Tom's take on a memory he has as a player, as a broadcaster, or even as a fan before he joined the Bears against the Detroit Lions.
I remember, this is a good story. We were playing the Detroit Lions at home. The week before, the Detroit Lions played the Atlanta Falcons, and my brother-in-law played for the Atlanta Falcons as an offensive guard. He remembered all the calls defensively that Detroit made, told them to me during the week, and they worked per script. Every time Detroit made a call, they walked right into our hands. And I want to say, Jay Hilgenberg had such a good game against the nose guard, Doug English. I think he might have went on IR and never played a game after that. It was all because we were in complete control of every defensive call the linebackers were making, just to put it right in our hands.
We provide life lessons here as well. Be nice to your brother-in-law. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.